Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, it's my great privilege today to have my boss, Dr. David Snyder, here with me. And he and I have worked together for a long time. And he's our president and general director at Baptist International Missions Incorporated. But Dr. Snyder, you didn't start off being director.
No. It's taken me a long time to get to this point.
So give us a little history there of how you got where you're at now.
Yeah, well, praise the Lord. I appreciate the opportunity to come and be with you this week on the broadcast. Yeah, God's just been good.
Amen.
And God's always good. But, you know, in my life, God directed, first of all, obviously through my parents, and they were looking around for a church. We ended up in Independent Baptist Church. This is in Pennsylvania where I grew up. And because of that, I heard the gospel and I was saved. And I was just 8 years old, you know, really simple, because I was just sitting in a Sunday school class and they just gave a simple lesson for the kids. And at the end, ask, hey, you know, if you're not saved, raise your hand. You want to know more about being saved? So I did, and took me in the hall, opened the Bible, showed me how to be saved. Obviously, from that point on, my life was changed. I mean, and if not, there's a problem, you know, obviously. But my life was changed. And it really, even as an eight-year-old, I realized that there was a difference in that now life had a purpose. There was a reason to be here on earth. And, you know, all that started coming together, even in my child mind, you know, so to speak, that there's something more to life than just this. So as we were faithful in church, we had a missionary come. I was about 10 years old. And he presented his work to where God had called him. And to this day, it's funny because I don't remember who the missionary was. I don't know where the field was. I don't remember any of that. All I can tell you is that by the end of that service, I knew that God was calling me to missions. Now,
amen.
You know, if you would have asked me at that point, okay, give me a definition of a missionary, I'm not sure I could do that. But I knew he was going to go to somewhere in the world, preach the gospel, and he was going to be starting churches. So, but I knew that's what God had for me. And I remember telling my parents after church that that's what God had done in my heart and life in that service. And of course, you know, parents are like, okay, 10 years old, how's this all going to work? And I'm so thankful for my parents because they simply said to me, David, you just do whatever God wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, I'm thankful for that response because they didn't discourage me. They encouraged me. But yet, you know, with 10-year-olds, sometimes it's emotion.
Sure.
So it wasn't, praise the Lord. And their response was good. But anyways, I just, from that point on, grew up in that local church and got busy serving the Lord in my local church however I could. And I guess at this point in the broadcast, I just got to stop and say a couple things. Number one, the importance of the local church. I'm just so thankful God put us in that church. It was a training ground for me to prepare me for what God had for me in the future. Obviously, we're talking about me being the president. I had no idea that was coming,
No.
But here it is. And God started even then to train me for what he had for me in the future. And that's true not just of somebody who's going to be a missionary. That's true of any Christian. God's training ground, the place we're supposed to be busy, is in the local church. The second thing I got to say here is my parents and the godly influence they were for me and how they encouraged me in doing God's will. They never sent me to church. They took me to church.
Right.
And they set the example. So, you know, I'll throw this out for our listeners today. Hey, if you're a parent or if you're a grandparent, encourage your young people about serving the Lord and about missions and be involved in that local church so that whatever it is God has for your children or grandchildren, they can be prepared for the Lord for whatever he has for them. So that's my shout out for the day. My two main things as far as that goes, and maybe tomorrow's broadcast, we can go a little further with the testimony. But as far as that part of it, I'm thankful for God working in my heart, even as a young person, to do his will.
Well, we're also glad that God worked in your heart that way. Looking forward to hearing more.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.